Article 15, Material Facts Disclosure. A licensee must disclose to the client material facts concerning the transaction of which the licensee has actual knowledge unless that information is confidential information. Material facts do not include physical conditions with little or no adverse effect on the value of the real estate. A listing agent must disclose to prospective buyer customers all latent material adverse facts pertaining to the physical condition of the property that are actually known by the licensee, and that could not be discovered by a reasonably diligent inspection of the property by the customer. A licensee is not to be held liable for false information provided to the customer that the licensee did not actually know was false. 15-25A. Non-required disclosure items are HIV and AIDS, can't reveal under federal law, see below. Any other medical condition. The fact that a property was the site of an act or occurrence that had no effect on the physical condition of the property or its environment, or the structures located thereon. Factual situations for properties other than the subject of the transaction. Physical conditions on nearby properties that do not have a substantial adverse effect on the value of the real estate that is the subject of the transaction. It is illegal under federal law to disclose that a property's occupant has or had HIV or AIDS. Section 15-35, Agency Relationship Disclosure. Before a listing agreement, buyer agency agreement, or any other brokerage agreement may be created, a consumer must be told in writing that no agency relationship exists. That licensee is not acting as the agent of the customer at a time intended to prevent disclosure of confidential information. The sponsoring broker's compensation policy insofar as cooperating with brokers who represent other parties in a transaction. If an agency agreement is signed, the name or names of designated agents. If an agency agreement is signed, Section 10-5, Disclosure of Compensation. The Act holds that clients must be made aware of compensation, source of compensation, and the sponsoring broker's policy on sharing commission with cooperating brokers. Handling client funds, Section 20-20, licensees should immediately provide any earnest money checks to their sponsoring. The sponsoring broker must maintain and deposit in a special account, separate and apart from personal and other business accounts, all escrow monies belonging to others entrusted to a licensee while acting as a real estate agent, escrow agent, or temporary custodian of the funds of others. The Act states that the sponsoring broker's escrow account is to be non-interest-bearing, unless the character of the deposit is such that payment of interest thereon is otherwise required by law or unless the principals to the transaction specifically require, in writing, that the deposit be placed in an interest-bearing account and who the recipient of the interest is. Receipts must be made, and a duplicate kept by the sponsoring broker for any escrow monies, received earnest money, and security deposits must be deposited within one business day of contract or lease acceptance or, if a holiday, the next available business day. The escrow must be in a federally insured depository. The Act does not limit the number of escrow accounts one sponsoring broker may maintain. A sponsoring broker does not have to have an escrow account. Commingling of personal and business funds is prohibited. Conversion or use of the escrow funds for personal or business purposes is also prohibited. Dispute over disbursement of escrow funds. If there should be disputes between the parties regarding escrow money, the sponsoring broker shall continue to hold the deposit. The sponsoring broker must wait for all parties to signal agreement on the escrow disposition by signing a definite agreement. Otherwise, she should not disburse funds until such an agreement is reached. If no agreement can be reached within 6 months, the sponsoring broker turns the funds over to the court, where final decision concerning disbursement of the funds is made, or deemed abandoned and transferred to the office of the state treasurer to be handled as unclaimed pursuant to the Uniform Disposition of Unclaimed Property Act. Escrow account records. Each sponsoring broker who accepts earnest money shall maintain, in his/her office or place of business, a bookkeeping system in accordance with sound accounting principles, and such system shall consist of at least the following escrow records. Journal. A journal must be maintained for each escrow account. The journal shall show the chronological sequence in which funds are received and disbursed. For funds received, the journal shall include the date the funds were received, the name of the person on whose behalf the funds are delivered to that sponsoring broker, the amount of the funds delivered. For fund disbursement, the journal shall include The date, the payee, the check number. The amount disbursed. Data running balance shall be shown after each entry, receipt, or disbursement. Ledger. Data ledger shall be maintained for each transaction. The ledger shall show the receipt and the disbursement of funds affecting a single particular transaction, such as between buyer and seller, or landlord and tenant, or the respective parties to any other relationship. For funds received, the ledger shall include the names of all parties to a transaction, the amount of such funds received by the sponsoring broker, the date of such receipt. For fund disbursement, the ledger shall show the date, the payee, the check number, the amount disbursed. The ledger shall segregate one transaction from another transaction. There shall be a separate ledger or separate section of each ledger, as the sponsoring broker shall elect, for each kind of real estate transaction. If the ledger is computer-generated, the sponsoring broker must maintain hard copies of bank deposit slips, bank disbursement slips, and other bank receipts. These hard copies are to be retained to account for the data on the ledger. Monthly reconciliation statement. Each sponsoring broker shall reconcile within 10 days after receipt of the monthly bank statement each escrow account maintained by the sponsoring broker, except where there has been no transactional activity during the previous month. Such reconciliation shall include a written worksheet comparing the balances as shown on the bank statement, the journal, and the ledger, respectively, in order to ensure agreement between the escrow account and the journal and the ledger entries with respect to such escrow account. Each reconciliation shall be kept for at least 5 years from the last day of the month covered by the reconciliation. Master escrow account log. Each sponsoring broker shall maintain a master escrow account log identifying all escrow bank account numbers and the name and address of the bank where the escrow accounts are located. The master escrow account log must specifically include all bank account numbers open for the individual transactions, even if such account numbers fall under another umbrella account number. If the department requests to view or audit escrow records, they must be supplied within 24 hours of the request to the department personnel. Escrow records must be maintained for 5 years. The escrow records for the immediate prior 2 years shall be maintained in the office location, and the balance of the records can be maintained at another location.